Along the Old Silk Road, a 3.0 carol song and a synchronous collaboration with Guitaro's own Silk Road. If this letter doesn't get through, then I am already dead. If it does, I am talking to you all. The old Silk Road is a long and lonely trail, a peril-filled trek through lands of dust, ruin where you find nothing other than romance. They say the name comes from an ancient trading route from before even, but now that's as likely just another tall tale, like so many of the others. But not all tales from before of greed, waste, and unimaginable comfort are his tale. They are history. They're the history we suffer daily, the history we bear in the misery of our lives on this barren, blighted world. The history of a monumental crime, letting greed run the world while letting denial and deception destroy the threads of life, even long after they knew better. I am a speaker, a guardian of that history. My brethren and I travel these ancient roads, spreading these tales, keeping this history alive, a warning for the future and a condemnation of the past. Yes, you can still find ruins from the before out here, but they built for the short term, and so little actually remains round about. Yea, look on the works they who thought they were so mighty. Surprised I can paraphrase Shelley, we are not uncivilized. We kept what we could, what we valued, discarded the useless, the trivial, and turned our backs on the Ozymandians who thought their empty lives so important and deserved filling no matter what. Homo sapiens, they call themselves. Homo stupidum. Their fatal flaw was they believed their own stories. They saw themselves separate, apart from the life force and world that created and sustained them. It's a mistake we cannot afford. We have learned to survive in a denuded world, in those pockets where useful life holds on, where the future remains a distant country we must rebuild even the possibility of, bit by bit, where we remember the past in order to secure the present, and where we never forget that we are children of the dust, not stardust, earth dust. Yes, there are times my anger boils over. How dare they destroy our futures? How dare they destroy so much with so little thought and pursuit of so little value? What fools they were to have so knowingly, willingly sold their descendants into this. And then I see we are still the same fools, still crazy after all these years, and I see that greed can trick us again, make it believe it can be trusted, but it can't. It only has one end, and we are already living in those end times. No, we don't honor our ancestors. Why would we? We spit on their memory, and with these stories maintain their memory just to spin on it longer, to be our Ozymandias and the Baron, our reminder who we must not be. Now you know why I travel these ancient roads, but my limbs begin to fail. My body wearies of the burden. So now I stay along the old Silk Road and send letters in my stead, sending out the stories in the hope they survive me. Take heed and pass this letter on, lest we forget.